Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 7. Language, Text, and Context. Monday. Words and their meanings. The original languages of the Bible are Hebrew and Aramaic in the Old Testament and Greek in the New Testament. So the Greek language is close to Latin, the language of the old Romans, and not so close, but still close to the German language, English language, French language, and so on, European languages. But the Hebrew language is something else. This is a new world. When I studied Hebrew, I began to understand the Old Testament in a new way. It opened dimensions for me. Why so? In Hebrew, there are not many words, not many vocabularies. In relationship to other languages, not a big amount. But one word can have more meanings. So it is one word, but it can have very different meanings. In modern languages, usually we have a word and it has a meaning, and that's it. But in the Hebrew language, there's one word and it has this meaning, and another one, and it's different from the first one, and another one, and another one, and it can have six different meanings. One word. And when it's there, which meaning is now the correct one? And normally you can only find out in the context in which it is situated. And this is special when you start translating, because you have a dictionary. And there you look it up, and then you see, if this possibility, this, which one fits the best? Or also you must start translating the whole sentence, and then, yes, this could be, and so on. And this is interesting to study. Very interesting. And there are some Hebrew words, or nearly all the Hebrew words, They have a real meaning, what you can look at. For example, when John the Baptist said, "There is the Messiah, the Lamb of God, carrying the sin of the world." The word we find there in the Hebrew language is there is a load someone picks up, puts the load on his shoulders, and carries this load away. And this is used for sin. Jesus took the load of your sin and carried it away. And then it's gone. It's not here anymore. So in the Hebraic language, you can see something, what happens, not just a word. Your sin is taken away. Someone has picked it up, loaded it on his shoulders, and carried it away. This is what a Hebrew ear hears when this word is used. And this This is so interesting in this language. It opens new dimensions when you're going to study Hebrew. Much more than when you study Greek. It's interesting too, but Hebrew is much more interesting because it's so different to our normal European languages. There's a blessing in it, studying Hebrew.